At quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, there's something about protecting people's homes through Progressive that inspires me, because I just had an idea for a book. Well, it was originally an idea for a movie based on a play inspired by a podcast. But the idea is how you can save when you bundle home and auto. Might not be the best idea for a book.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe a radio commercial? Guess we'll never know.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Make refreshing updates to your bath from the ground up and save during Lowe's Bath Savings Event. Now you can get 12 by 12 inch smoke gray porcelain tile at a new lower price, starting at just 77 cents per square foot. And see your home in a whole new light by shopping thousands of lighting options in-store and online. Plus, you can get your new lighting installed starting as low as $89. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bath offer valid through 3-4. Install offer valid through 4-8. Exclusions and more fees apply. See store or Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. Then showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. I am your intrepid, not quite ready for daytime host. My name is Terry Adams. With me, as always, is the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the incomparable Postman. Thanks for being here, Postman. It's been an interesting show. The threshing floor is getting more interesting and more and more and more and more interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the actual end of it is pretty interesting, for sure. And it's actually unbelievable, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's...
And that's why I told you, you know, I didn't think I was worthy enough to actually do this, you know, because of... Because there's so many indicators that are there that points to certain things, and there's so many indicators that are there that are actually obvious, and you'll look right over them if you're not paying attention.
You know what I get out of all this is the more I learn, the more I realize what I don't know. I know so little because it's so deep. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry and Postman, how you doing?
Hey, Kenny, hey, how are you, buddy? Have y'all had a lot of flights out on the base lately?
If there's been anything, it would probably be, you know, the 908 flying around, although I guess in the past couple of weeks, you know, we always have a lot of visitors coming and going.
Sure.
You know, some DVs that come and go and stuff like that. But, you know, other than that, you know, I wish we had more things flying around. Of course, if you wait a couple of months when the air show hits.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, probably just the
usual suspects.
Traffic every now that, you know, comes and goes.
Oh, sure.
We did have an Osprey or a couple of Ospreys flying, what was it, a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, those are cool.
That was doing some touch and goes and, you know, take off vertically and then fly around for a while. And, you know, a lot of people were impressed because, you know, people hadn't seen that before.
Right. Marine Corps uses those, I believe.
Yeah. I remember when they first designed that thing, there was a lot of flaws that were falling out of the sky.
Yeah, I remember that too.
I guess after years and years of working on it, they finally, you know, perfected it.
Correct.
And whatnot, but I've been listening, so it's been a very, very informative and interesting program tonight, of course.
Thank you.
There's, you know, I got to go back to this coronavirus thing because I'm going to put on my tinfoil hat.
We have ours on.
And so, you know, when this first thing started, you know, that you know the doctor that first reported in China, of course, he's dead because he got infected.
Yep.
But the numbers that are coming out of China, I don't trust anyway.
No, you can't.
That cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, that's been sitting in port in Yokohama for the past several weeks, still has quite a number of passengers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the crazy thing about it started with one guy, an 80-year-old guy, that either got on or got off in Hong Kong.
Right.
And he was the first one they found out, and then, of course, it spread throughout the ship.
Sure.
So what people don't seem to understand, and, of course, the media doesn't tell you this, I don't care whose media it is, but they're not telling you. Every time, especially when in Japan, every time they find another infected person or persons, they talk about the 14-day quarantine. Well, the problem with that is they've been locked on that ship. They're still walking around, you know, coming in contact with everybody on the ship.
Right.
So every time a new case comes up, you got to restart the clock or the calendar.
Oh, that's right. So there's always going to be a 14-day period.
There's going to be another 14 days.
Oh, my God, you're right.
So in the beginning, the Japanese government was like, okay, well, on the 19th of February, everything ought to be okay. We'll just release everybody. But that hasn't been the case. They can't do it simply because, well, more cases keep coming up. I'm watching Japanese TV now, and they're talking about the number of people that are infected right now in Japan.
Right.
A lot of those that had never even come in contact with anybody on the ship.
Jeez.
Of course, it's in Korea. It's in, you know, there's several other countries now that I think, was it Italy today? Or
I know
one of the countries had their third death from it, or the third death in Europe.
Wow.
So it's spreading. Now, here's the big, you know, question. If you know that these people have been in close contact,
mm-hmm.
why would you, and I mean you when I say you, I'm talking about the United States government.
Sure.
Why would you dispatch two charter planes to go pick up 380-some-odd people off that ship and fly them back to the United States before you are sure that they have been tested and proven whether they're positive or not?
Because you want to bring it back and release it in the United States.
Bingo. And then what did they, you know, the big lie they told everybody? Well, they were segregated from the rest of the passengers, and we had a big sheet to segregate them.
No, they didn't.
And I'm thinking, oh, really?
They didn't.
Okay, you're on an airplane for 13 or 13 and a half hours. What happens to that air that's going through that plane?
It's constantly circulated throughout the entire
recirculated.
Airplane. Yep, that's exactly
so,
right.
Therefore, if it's being recirculated, and this stuff could be airborne, it probably is airborne, amongst who knows what else.
Yep.
You have now recirculated that air throughout two airplanes. So you land one at one base in California, and you land another one in Texas. And when the people get off the plane, you go, oh, my God, 14 of them are positive.
Yep.
So, yeah, I say this was nothing but a bioweapon.
It is.
It's another thing of population control.
Yep.
It's one of these test beds to see how fast it'll fly. And, of course, like I said before, the WTO and the CDC are in bed with each other anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they are about as complicit in this as the Chinese government and whoever else is involved.
Well, the CDC, I know they're corrupt. I know they're corrupt. So they're corrupt, without a doubt.
But, yeah, that was my 2 cents worth. Oh, by the way, good news.
Yeah.
I have some good news.
Awesome.
Patty had, excuse me, man, my throat got dry.
It's okay.
Patty had to go back to the doctor the other day to check on her CT scan, the results, because she had another pseudocyst that had formed on her pancreas,
yeah,
which is about 10 centimeters long, you know.
Wow.
Well, when we prayed about it and prayed about it, I told her, look, no matter what happens, I'm going to praise God. No matter if it's there, we praise him. If it's not there, we praise him.
Good attitude.
You know, no matter what, we're not going to say anything else other than praising him. Went in there, the doctor said, well, got good news. It looks like your pseudocyst is greatly reduced.
Good.
There's no need to do anything further. Come back in 3 months. We'll do one more CT scan. He said, you're looking great. This is the best I've ever seen you. And he said, basically, you're on your well on your way to recovery. So
awesome.
I don't think there's anything to worry about.
That is awesome, Kenny. Congratulations, man.
So Patty did her happy dance.
Good. I hate I missed it, but I'm glad she did it.
Yeah, well, anyway. Yeah, that was the good news.
That's great news. That is great news. Glad to hear
but
that.
But in any case, you guys, once again, you're doing an excellent show. And so I'm going to listen for the next 50 minutes.
Cool. Well, thank you, Kenny. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, man. Take care.
So, say hi to the missus, of course.
I will do it.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
If you ever work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham's Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kinds of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program, Miss Connie. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hi, I was just going to call. I don't know if you saw what Greg posted on Facebook. It's probably about the time you came on the air, so you must about that.
Nah, I don't live on Facebook like everybody else. I really don't.
I don't live on it either, but I just happened to check it a little while ago. And
what do you put on
there? They just announced today, and this came out of Channel 6 out of Birmingham, that the Department of Health and Human Services plans to use a FEMA center in Anniston, Alabama, to quarantine some passengers from the Diamond Princess.
Oh, great.
Who tested positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, great.
They tested positive, and they don't have symptoms yet. Mm. And they said if they should develop symptoms, they plan to send them to some, quote, pre-identified hospitals for medical care, but nobody knows what those hospitals are. Needless to say, Anniston officials are fighting back.
Yeah, I bet.
They didn't even know about it till noon today, just when it was announced.
Yeah, I wonder why they chose Anniston.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Anniston Army Depot. They closed it.
Yeah, it's Army Depot.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
But anyway, just love the way that they tested positive, so why are they still moving them around?
Yeah, no
kidding. You know, why didn't they quarantine them where they were to start with?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make sense, does it?
No. Something I saw the other day was that I didn't realize, I can't remember, but there's several, I don't know, y'all might know, six or seven facilities here in the U.S. that does all this biological testing.
Oh, yeah, tons of them. Yes.
Tons of them. Well, there's one in North Carolina that supposedly the Chinese that took that virus back over there took it from North Carolina.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I need to see if I can find that, and then I could send it to you because I don't still have that in front of me.
Yeah.
But I was just shocked. I guess it's stupid not to know that they're doing that here, but you don't think about it, and all it takes is just one little thing escaping, and you got a pandemic.
Well, that's the crazy thing, you know. When I started looking into this Morgellons thing, the government, after so many people started just raising hell about it, they finally decided to invest $100,000, but they farmed it out to Kaiser Permanente, which is one of the weapons labs. So basically,
oh, no.
They gave the research money to the people that probably made it.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't understand is, why would they make these things that one drop will kill every human on the planet? Why are you playing around with this stuff?
Because they want to use it, against another country as a bioweapon.
Yes.
How stupid is that? Even if you use it against another country with the way travel is today, it's going to get to you, too.
Yes. Well, what they always say is, well, our enemies could do this, and we need to know how to respond if our enemy. And I'm thinking, no, give me a break. Stop doing it.
know.
It's just crazy.
Well, I got to tell you, my daughter, I told you she was 30 weeks along in her pregnancy.
Yes.
She's still in the hospital. She's 31 weeks now.
Wow.
So hopefully the longer that baby stays in, the healthier he'll be.
Praise God for
Although
that.
He's healthy. He's over 3 pounds now.
Awesome.
I don't know how they weigh him like that, but they do.
I don't know either. How would you do that?
But anyway, but he's apparently very healthy and lively and everything. So everything's going good.
Fantastic.
So we're just hoping. She's sick of the hospital, course, but at least she's in a beautiful hospital and in great. She sent a picture today. She's in Colorado Springs, okay?
Oh, okay.
And so she sent a picture outside her window of her hospital. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, if I had to be in the hospital, could I get a scenery like that?
Really? I bet it is beautiful up there.
Oh, have you ever been?
No, I haven't been to Colorado yet.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't like North Colorado. Don't even fool with Denver and anything north of Denver.
I agree.
But now the southern part of Colorado Springs is drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, wow. I got to go.
And the people are nice and friendly. And I always said if I was forced at gunpoint to have to live in a city, which I hate cities, okay?
Yeah,
I despise them.
You.
But I said, if somebody was going to force me and I had no choice, I would choose Colorado Springs.
Wow. Well, the little short mean woman and I want to travel before, you know, we're getting old and we're ready to travel. So that's going to have to be on our list.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't been out west, oh, my gosh, there's just so much to see. I wanted to move to Wyoming at one point when we spent about 2 weeks out there.
Yes.
And, of course, Montana's beautiful.
Yes.
And not that many. So that's beautiful country out there.
That's what I've heard, and I really want to go. So.
Yeah, I got a daughter right now working in Taos, New Mexico, and she's loving that.
Have you ever taken a train trip?
Well, no, not really. I've been on a train when my husband was in the military back in 67, 68. Anyway, he was stationed at Biloxi, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah,
I took, you know, we had trains out of Montgomery at that time.
Yes, that's right.
And so I took a train. That's basically it. But I've always thought it would be great to do a cross-country, especially
yes.
some of those trains out west. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what we're wanting to do. Now, when we went to Europe in 2000, we got on the Euro, I forget what it was called, but it was the European Express train. We had our own little coach cabin. You know, we had a bed and a little sink and a lavatory and a toilet. And it's interesting because when you go to flush the toilet, when you hit the button, you see the tracks. It dumps straight down onto the tracks.
Oh, no. Oh, my
I'm
God.
Seriously. They actually have signs saying within a couple of kilometers of a station, do not flush toilet.
Oh,
I'm
my
serious.
Goodness. I didn't realize that. That's funny.
Yeah. It was called, I think, Eurobond or something, what it was called. But
oh, yeah. We have 4 daughters, and one of them, I guess, they went overseas 2 years with the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And she traveled all over Europe by train and everything.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Well, we want to travel here in the States and get a real nice car.
Yeah.
You know, go to the eating coach where you have dinner. I mean, we want to do all that.
That would be a great trip.
I think it would be, too.
I've had one cruise, and that was enough. Don't want no more cruises. So I know some people love it, but I despised it.
Well, the first one we did after we got married, we did a Royal Caribbean, which I think is cut above everything else. We loved it. But the next one we did was Carnival. I'll
mm-hmm.
never do another one like that. I hated it.
Well, it wasn't so much to say. I just did not like the you know how when you're out in the middle of the ocean, you're between ports, and there's nothing else but water
uh-huh.
as far as I can see,
uh-huh.
180. I hated that. Because
yeah.
it's like, oh, my God, you know, what if the ship goes down? You know, I hated that feeling.
Yeah.
I just hated being out there in the middle of nowhere. And every once in a blue moon, you might see another ship go by.
Yeah.
But it was rare. And we did go snorkeling, and I did enjoy that. But,
gotcha.
But the United States has a lot to see and do right here.
Yeah, and I want to see it while it's still available for me to see it. While
real.
I can still do it without having papers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let somebody else call in.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Connie. Good night. Bye-bye. Did I hit my small break after, or did I not hit my small break after? I didn't? You don't remember either, do you? Well, let's see. Segment 2. So, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. We're still on segment 2. So cool. We got 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually learned how to do this. I just don't ever do it. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. Have you ever heard of the Baker Acting Law?
No, I hadn't.
It's a law that they passed in, let me just read you the story. Marina Falk received a horrifying call from school earlier this month in regard to her six-year-old daughter, Nadia. Officials from Love Grove Elementary School called Falk to tell her that police had taken her daughter because she had been acting out. Without her consent, authorities essentially kidnapped a six-year-old girl, held her in a facility for 2 days. 2 days.
How old was the kid?
6 years old.
Six?
Yes. The Florida Mental Health Act of 1971, commonly known as the Baker Act, allows the involuntary institutionalization and examination of an individual. When Falk called police to see where his daughter was, they told her there was nothing they could do. She said the officer told her, "There's nothing else we could do. Your daughter's completely out of control. We were not able to de-escalate the situation." She's a freaking child. What do you mean de-escalate?
A six-year-old.
It's not like she's got a damn Uzi and she's shooting people. She's acting out because she's 6 years old.
Why don't you just get her parents?
Why not call the parents or else take the child and spank her? Something.
Instead, they incarcerated the child.
Yes, they locked her up in a facility away from her parents for 2 full days. I'm sorry, that ain't right.
Wow.
They put her in a school. Well, they put her in a mental disability facility. Now, the Baker Act is supposed to confine truly mentally ill people who are dangerous. A six-year-old girl throwing a temper tantrum is hardly dangerous. But school officials apparently thought otherwise. This is unbelievable. But, you know, you saw this coming when they said, well, you know, schools are not allowed to paddle children. You saw this coming. Kids are going to act out. What are the teachers supposed to do? What recourse do they have? Well, it shouldn't be calling the cops and having her taken away. It's crazy. This world, this country has gone crazy. It's absolutely gone nuts. You know, that's reinforced to me every time I get behind the wheel of a car. I guarantee you tonight when I'm on my way home, I will meet at least 2 cars with no lights on. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Is Terry?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Okay.
Yes.
I just wondered, you were talking about passenger trains and taking train rides and all,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you think Montgomery will ever have Amtrak again?
No. No, Montgomery's in the process of businesses leaving, not coming. No, I don't think we will. I really don't.
Wow. I used to come to Montgomery from Birmingham on the weekends, $18 round trip.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
You know,
yeah.
And I wonder how it is now price-wise, but where do you go to find out this kind of stuff?
On Amtrak online's the only place I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing about the six-year-old girl in the school,
mm-hmm.
Where was that? Was that here in Montgomery?
Florida. That was in Florida.
It was in Florida.
Yes.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Why didn't they just call the parents to come get the child?
Exactly. That's a good question.
And explain the situation. I don't understand.
Exactly.
Hey, doesn't
that doesn't
make
sense.
Any sense to me.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't to me either. To me, it's just more control.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm enjoying your show. It's
Thank
great,
you.
Like always. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks, man. Thanks
I'll keep
for the
listening.
Call. Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And with that, 272-9228. That's 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River Region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net, the Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are enjoying a dry weekend, and that's certainly good news. And temperatures are going to start to moderate, but we're in for another chilly one tonight. I think we'll drop close to the freeze mark by dawn. Tomorrow, dry with a high temperature in the lower 60s. Not a bad day. Then a chance of rain returning late Sunday night after midnight. Then showers likely on Monday again. More rain with Monday's high and Tuesday's high well into the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking. One of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Hey, welcome back to the program. This story, I saw this, like I said, I've got so much stuff tonight. This is dated February 19th. A Texas man drunkenly struck and killed a pedestrian, then drove to a beer garden with the corpse in the passenger seat. The Austin American Statesman paper reported that Paul Joseph Garcia, 24, fatally struck Lee Martin Cagle, 55, as he pushed a shopping cart on, interestingly enough, Slaughter Lane in Austin. Garcia allegedly drove at least a half mile away with Cagle's body in his Ford Focus before stopping at the South Austin Beer Garden and walking into the establishment barefooted. According to the news outlet, Cagle traveled through Garcia's windshield and landed in his front passenger seat. An affidavit described Garcia calmly walking away from his damaged vehicle and entering the beer garden in a manner that caught the attention of the other patrons. Unbelievable. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Cooter. How y'all?
Hey, Mr. Cooter. How are you, sir?
How's it going?
Doing great. Love both of you.
Love you too, man.
Hey, earlier tonight, Postman was talking about that cartoon.
Yes.
I predicted that. I looked that up. That was a Porky Pig thingy from 1948.
Porky Pig. Love that Porky Pig.
If you go to YouTube and search cartoon predicted 9/11 or something like that, come up with it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and you see that that shows they were talking about it back then. They had a plan then.
Yep. Do you remember X-Files?
Yes.
You remember the spinoff of it, the Lone Gunman show?
Nope, I don't remember that one.
There was three weird characters on the X-Files. They called themselves the Lone Gunman, and then they had a spinoff of their own that lasted for one season in 2001. 6 weeks before 9/11, on the first episode of that series, they had a plane taken off from Boston, and people were going to take over remotely and fly it into the Twin Towers.
Oh, my God.
To, going to fly it into
World Trade Center?
World Trade Center.
Wow.
And they said, to let anti-American terrorist groups take credit to gain support for a new profitable war following the Cold War.
And they did it.
And this one, the heroes take over and override the controls.
Wow.
You know, I've heard a lot of that it was taken over remotely, you know, if it was the planes actually hit it, they were done.
Yes.
They were hijacked remotely.
Yeah, that's what Rebecca Roth, her books, that's what she says. Yeah, and it makes sense.
All right, let's go to another one.
Okay.
You ever heard of the Wreck of the Titan?
Wreck of the Titan. No, I haven't.
T-I-T-A-N.
No.
It was an ocean liner that was sank on its first trip.
Maiden voyage.
On a maiden voyage when it hit an iceberg in North Atlantic in April, same as the Titanic. And if you take the word Titan, this one and add an IC on the note, you have Titanic.
Ice. that's scary. That's
Titan
wild.
And Titanic.
Yeah,
and
same
this
thing.
Happened. This was written like 12 years before the Titanic.
Wow. No, I hadn't heard of. That's awesome.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that one either.
That is awesome.
But there's a Wikipedia on it, The Wreck of the Titan, T-I-T-A-N. Look it up sometime.
I will.
All right, guys, I just wanted to tell you, I really appreciate what y'all doing. You have a great show, as usual.
Thank you.
I love y'all, and talk to you later.
Love you too, Mr. Cooter. Right. Take care, my friend. Postman, how crazy is it to think that, okay, there's a timeline out there that has to be followed, and time travelers have come back, and they are manipulating events in order for this timeline to fall into place.
Well, actually, most of them are spectators. They coming in to watch.
But what if the timeline's already been established, so certain things have to happen in order for the result to wind up being the result? I mean, this is hard to explain. What if entities have come back and said, okay, the Titanic has to sink on its maiden voyage? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Things have to happen, so they're manipulating things so these events will take place. Because that's sure what it seems like is happening. Because somebody has foreknowledge. Somebody is traveling in time, ahead of time, and coming back and telling us what's going to happen. Or else this is one hell of a coincidence. Because it happens over and over and over again.
Well, you know, somebody's manipulated it, and the other part of it is that we live in a reality, you know, that we actually cause some of it, you know, because of the way we perceive things.
That's right. That's right.
And I mean, it's not hard to figure out. You know, it's the same principle. You know, about you know the way we create things, the way we make things, the way we create things.
We
in
are
our
creators.
Mind first.
Yeah. That's right.
We create things in our mind first, and then we go through every step of it. Yeah, I mean, for instance, when I build something, I build it in my head first before I build it physically.
Of course.
That's just the way it happens, you know?
Well, have you ever heard the story of the Titanic as far as who was on that ship and the reason that... Well, there's a belief out there that it was what happened to it. Well, it didn't hit an iceberg, but it was... something happened, an explosive or something sunk it on purpose because the two very wealthy men who were against the Federal Reserve were on that ship that night.
Yeah, most of those events are multi-layered.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we got two calls. Hey, caller, you on the air?
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry, what's going on, man?
Just listen to y'all like I always do.
Thank you.
Yeah, those timelines, every time I try to look into a lot of that time travel stuff, it's just, it just gets deeper and deeper.
I know. It's hard to wrap your mind around it.
It is. I don't know if you've seen, some of the old pictures, like where you see somebody looks like, 100 years ago, they might have like an iPhone or something.
Yes, I have. I've seen the ones that people that are the spitting image of mainstream people we see today. It's just like Nicolas Cage. There's a picture from the 1800s of a guy that looks just freaking like him.
Who's called?
Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Philip?
Makes you wonder.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, and you wonder if...
Can you hang on for me?
Tesla might was in on some of that.
I bet you he was. Brilliant man.
He was.
Brilliant. He was a danger. He was a threat.
He was. Yeah, the first show, he's talking about the people that didn't know come here not knowing the language.
Right.
Back when I was a maintenance manager, I would have people come in, for an interview, and they couldn't speak any English. And they would have, like, their 8-year-old son there translating for them. There's no way I could hire somebody when I couldn't talk to them.
No, exactly.
The kids couldn't come to school with them.
That's crazy.
I mean, come to work with them.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that, If you want to be an American, learn the language.
Mm-hmm.
Be part of it. But, they want the best of both worlds. They want to keep their own culture, but they want to get into our culture. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. Or it shouldn't.
And people, you get behind on a red light, they sit there playing on their phone and the lights have been green for 3 minutes.
I know, man. That's my pet peeve is I've gotten, and Lynn will tell you, I've gotten where I count the seconds when I get behind people. And now it's up to an average of about 3 seconds before they move after the light turns green.
Oh, I've had some where I've sit there and for a couple of minutes, and then all of a sudden, they see it, then they take off real quick, and then the light turns yellow.
And you get caught behind it. Yeah, me too. It's crazy. Crazy.
That stuff you're talking about the Kawasaki.
Yes.
What was that about?
I never got into that, did I? Kawasaki, and I saw this on a memo that was released, the new 650 Twin. What Kawasaki did is their marketing department did a lot of research, and they marketing this bike. Well, let me find it. I'd rather do that than guess at it. But what's so scary is how deep the market research goes these days and how they can pick out exactly, let's see, I think this is it, surveil through the smartphone.
They use statistics.
It was, they want owners between the ages of like 50 and 58, around 5'10", 200 pounds, owners that have ridden 8 years. I mean, they're very specific. And I'm thinking, how did they get these numbers? Well, market research. And I think this comes from we're being surveilled through our phones, all the emails, everything you go, everywhere you go that you Google on your computer, all that stuff is being recorded and sold to companies who's trying to sell you stuff. That's the only answer I can come up with.
Yeah. I was thinking I read something a while back about, millennials not wanting to buy motorcycles because, they can't play on their phone on them, and
it's very possible. They're not buying them. I can tell you that. They're not buying them. Now, for whatever reason, they are not buying them, so it wouldn't surprise me.
That's got a lot to do with it.
It does. It's crazy.
And they had never come up with a heads-up face shield or something on the motorcycle helmet.
Not yet. Not yet. It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's coming. Guarantee you.
I knew they had one for diving, for... I've seen them before for diving. You know, when you get down, you can see the little heads-up display, the dive mask.
That's important to know how much air you got left.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It is. I know. I've been there and done that.
Oh, I bet. Well, here's that Kawasaki thing. I recently read a Kawasaki document that speaks to the extent of personal information now available to large corporate interests. Kawasaki Motorsports is a small division of KHI, Kawasaki Heavy Industries, one of Japan's military suppliers of airplanes, helicopters, ships, as well as one of the main cogs in the new Japanese space exploration program. They also build ships and trains. All right, they targeted a demographic of men aged 25 to 44, 5'10", 200 pounds, 8 years riding. I mean, that's just, how did they get that specific?
Yes.
It's crazy. It
had to be statistics. I took a course on statistics one time. That was the hardest course I think I ever took.
Oh, yeah. It is. Well, Barry, I'm late for a break, and I got four calls, so I need to let you go.
Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thanks, buddy. See you.
Listen, you want to hang on and go on there?
Yeah, callers, please hold on. We've got to hit this very, very short three-minute break, and we'll be back before you know it.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Welcome back to the program. It seems like I've got hit with calls. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Terry.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What can I say? It's always a pleasure.
Whatever. What do you want?
I know, man. I completely lost it. Well, I was going to say, I'm so glad you're still on the air.
Yeah, you me know, too. I'm surprised. No one's more surprised than me, Sam.
I know, man. Postman, yeah. Absolutely, man. You're top notch. And Terry.
Whatever.
No, in all seriousness, I Googled that. It didn't take 30 seconds. Porky Pig, 9/11.
Yeah.
And it pops right up. And it's You know, I mean, there's nothing that's absolutely 100% solid, but it's absolutely, I'm going to say, damn spooky.
Yeah.
It's just out and out. And it's just that that plane. I was going to, I'm not going to waste any more time. Love your show. And y'all are putting out good information. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam. See you, buddy. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Yes.
You're on the air.
This is Philip.
Hey, Philip.
I want to call to say that y'all put out information that I've been a listener for about 6 months now, that somebody informed me about this show, and it's really enlightened me in a lot of things in my studies that I have been studying so far in the last 13 years, and I appreciate the information y'all put out. I'll be trying to tell some guys that they just look at me like I'm crazy.
You get used to it. I have.
Yeah, and I want to thank you for what you're doing, and continue doing it. We're listening, so I appreciate you answering the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Philip. Right. You made my night, buddy. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm on.
You're on.
Hey, this is Steve. Hey, I was heard y'all talking about time travel, which is one of my favorite subjects to read about and watch movies about.
Yeah, me too.
I just recently wrote and published a novel about time travel based here in Montgomery.
Really?
Called The Secret of Winter Place, which is actually based on the old Winter Place house at Mildred Dolway.
Yeah.
And I used that based on when I was in high school, and I talked about all the legendary tunnels supposedly under the city.
Yeah.
And, but it came out in November. And
how's it doing?
It's doing okay. I'm still trying to get the word out there to let everybody know that I have it. But it is based in Montgomery. All the places listed in the story are actually places in Montgomery. So if you're from this area, you'll find it very interesting. But for the young adult and those 50 and over, because it's based on when I was in high school, so they've gone from 1979 to the year 2019.
Wow.
And then they have to figure out a way to go back, because they figured out they changed some events in time, so they have to go back and make it right. But they're 17-year-old kids, and so they're trying to figure out how to go back in time based on Back to the Future, Quantum Leap, and then whatever they can find on the Internet. So, you know.
So they devised a machine? They created a machine?
No. They go through the tunnels. The tunnels in Montgomery, they find it at Winter Place, and they go through the tunnels. And they don't realize at first they've gone into the future. And then once they figure it out, then they figure, well, they go back to the tunnel. But they have to break into the winter building to get into the tunnel.
Oh, okay, cool.
And it's a whole big old deal. But it's called Secret of Winter Place. And you can find it on Amazon.
Okay.
Or you can go to my webpage, StephenZSmith.com.
Just say that again.
Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, ZSmith.com.
Okay, cool. That sounds great. You bet, man.
That's pretty neat.
Thanks for listening. Take care.
That's pretty neat, isn't it?
That is neat. That's a good idea.
Isn't that something? The tunnels are the singularities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I like that concept.
Yeah.
You know, Montgomery is full of tunnels, everything I've read. I know that Maxwell supposedly has 4 or 5 levels underneath.
It does.
Hey, caller, you on the air?
I'm going to look that up. That gentleman has an interesting point.
That's what we were just talking about. Yeah, he does.
When I was a kid, there was a lot of construction going on for the Civic Center area.
Uh-huh.
And you could see one of the tunnels that goes up Gulfweight all the way up the hill. And that tunnel was big enough to really either a small bus or a trolley car would fit in that tunnel.
Wow.
And that goes back, you know, it was red brick lined.
Right.
That was built prior to the Civil War. I think partly used for pulling munitions and supplies up and down from the river.
That makes sense.
And I'm assuming that it's still there with all that other construction on top of it. So
yeah, I bet it is.
What a spooky, spooky place.
You better believe it. Well, one of the UFOs that I recorded, I sent it to MUFON, and I had the guy who was head of Alabama's MUFON call me. He's ex-military, ex-Air Force, and he was telling me that Maxwell was, since it used to be the backup to NORAD, that it had several levels that went underground.
That's true.
That's what Postman was saying.
That's true. And then something, if you want to look up the old radar system that we had in place to, you know, keep up with any Soviet launches that might come over the pole, that all networked and connected to NORAD. It was called Black Alice.
Black Alice.
Black Alice. And there was, it was just a whole series of radar antenna that, you know, went from one side to the other.
Yeah.
But there was an author, Harry S. Turtledove.
Hmm.
And he wrote, I think the title of one of them was Guns of the South. Interesting story in that he was normally a nonfiction writer, but he kind of took a wild turn there and had a little fun. In that story, Guns of the South, time-traveling Jamaicans go back to the time frame of the Civil War and give the South AK-47s to turn
them. Oh, wow. But
the Harry S. Turtledove.
But the really trick thing was they didn't give him any bullets. And so
yeah, mine.
That was terrible.
Yeah, Harry S. Turtledove, that's the name of that author. This gentleman, is The Secret of Winter Places, is what he says?
Yes. Stephen D. Smith, was that what he said?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Stephen, yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, that sounds like an interesting book. I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay. Well, I'll salami bacon, you infidels.
Same to you, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye. I love that man. He's a, Crawdad's a good guy. He really is. Really is. Yeah, folks, you know, I'm not really sure what to think of this coronavirus other than I know they're trying to vaccinate us all, and I'm not going to take a vaccine. They'll have to do whatever they're going to do, but I am not going to take a vaccine. Absolutely not. Did you know, and Postman, you probably knew this, that back in 1939, the Nazis held a rally in Madison Square Garden 6.5 months before Adolf Hitler invaded Poland. New York City's Madison Square Garden hosted a rally to celebrate the rise of Nazism in Germany. More than 20,000 attendees. They had a 30-foot-tall portrait of George Washington flanked by swastikas.
No, I didn't know that.
That's true. Now, there were some 100,000 protesters gathered outside, but they did have a rally. A Bund, the German-American Bund, which is German for Federation. Yeah, believe it or not. You know, most Americans did not want to get involved in the war. And one of my favorite, well, I don't have time to get into that. But we're about out of time. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. Our God, the God, and that's always all caps, not their God. The powers that shouldn't be are Luciferian psychopaths. You need to understand that. The media is one of their most powerful weapons. Do not believe anything they say because they're lying to you, folks. You better start watching my videos. You better start learning about Morgellons because you are infected, whether you know it or not. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Someday when I'm long gone, you all are going to realize everything I've been telling you is true, but it'd be too late. Postman, would you like to say anything to our listening audience?